Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Prof, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon.
Are you not getting fatigued by us, Prof? Morning show, afternoon slot. You're not thinking, my goodness me, I'm done with this crowd.
Yeah, I think Hi FM's coming out of my ears a bit. But no, I'm enjoying it, and I hope I'm doing a public service to the community. I hope it's going down well.
You absolutely are, Prof. You absolutely are. And thank you for that. Prof, I think the topic that you're going to address today was one raised by a listener yesterday who said, is there sort of a racial component to the infection rate in respect of COVID-19? I don't even know if that's a valid question or not, but over to you.
It is, in fact, a very valid question. It's one which has actually appeared in the literature quite extensively. You know, initially there was an idea that maybe in the developing world, and particularly in the African continent, that maybe coronavirus is either less common or less severe. And, you know, if you really look at the stats as it is today, it would actually look like that because, you know, of the 8 million plus cases worldwide, in Africa, we're about, 2% of that. So it's actually a small percentage. Actually, what's really interesting, if you look at the case fatality, perhaps in South Africa is the best example, we're very low. It's about 2.1%. If you compare that, for example, the United Kingdom was 14%. Now, the case fatality is the number of people that die or the number of people that report to the health system. So, you know, 2% is against 14% for the UK or 12% for Spain and Italy and so on. But on the other hand, the World Health Organization actually issued a warning. They said that in the Northern Hemisphere countries, their epidemics, of course, are coming down. But the fastest growing epidemics are, in fact, in the developing world. You look at a country like India. India is now number 4 in the world after United States, Brazil, Russia, and then it's India. They've got, 366,000 cases. So the developing world is, in fact, catching up. So maybe it just could be that particularly in Africa, it's a lag in the testing of cases or recognition of cases. It may be environmental. For example, the tourist industry is one kind of way of importing the virus, and that's obviously very much less on the African continent as compared to Europe. Those may be factors. But what is interesting, in fact, is when they look at ethnic minorities in the Northern Hemisphere, where they've had the big epidemics. And there, in fact, it's particularly African-American and African-Caribbean people in the United Kingdom are, in fact, far more adversely affected than the rest of the population. To give you some idea, in the United Kingdom, these are statistics recently published in the British Medical Journal, black people in the United Kingdom have double the risk of dying than white people. And in some studies, in fact, black males, where they actually adjusted for the same age group, black males 4.2 times compared to white males of the same age. Black women 4.3 times risk of dying than white females. And they've done various studies where they've, you know, taken out the factors of deprivation, factors of clinical risk and so on. And again, it's 1.7 times if you look at these ethnic minorities compared to the white populations. The same thing happened in the United States, where they looked at predominantly black counties in the United States, and there were 3 times the number of cases, COVID cases, as compared to predominantly white counties. And when you look at deaths, it's even more startling. 6 times the death rate in the predominant black counties compared to predominant white counties. And I've got a whole lot of other statistics here as well. You know, I won't read them all out. But the one thing there was a recent publication that came out of Atlanta, Georgia, quite an extensive study. And then they actually determined, you know, if you look at the risk factors for severe disease, the number one risk factor in that study was age. In other words, people over the age of 65 had a 3.4 times the chance of developing severe disease. That was the first risk factor. But the second was being black. So it was 3.4 for age, 3.2 times the risk for being black. And to compare to other things, for diabetes, 3.1, being a male, 2.4, being a smoker, 2.3, obesity, 1.9. So, in fact, being one of these ethnic minorities, either in the UK or in the United States, puts you at a greater risk of severe disease. Now, why this is so is really still it's actually a puzzle. Because if you take out other factors such as deprivation, you take out other factors such as poverty and so on, that doesn't seem to kind of alter those ratios all that much. Seems to be saying more intrinsic in these ethnic minorities when we look at the Northern Hemisphere. It may be a legacy of previous disease, but you know whether that will translate to what happens in Africa, of course, it's too early to say.
Prof, unfortunately, we're going to leave it there because we are out of time, but wow, I mean, I didn't even think there was a question in that and how wrong I was. Thank you. Thank you, Prof.
Yeah, sure. Okay, Sam. Have a good Shabbat.